Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's please open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's read Psalm 16. And then we pray. Amen. It is joy to be in the house of God. Amen. After 1 week of work and hardship, let's come to God in prayers, to be comforted, to listen to His word, to be guided. There's much deception around and lies, but the word of God give us a sound mind so that we can go on. Preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust. O my soul, Thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to Thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasteth after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt Thou suffer Thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Let's come to God. Let's thank Him for the salvation we receive in Jesus Christ our Lord. And let us be grateful to Him for the way that He opened for us, that we can reach heaven through His blood. And let us now confess our sins that we have done against Him, that we are aware of, and the sin that we have done in action and deed or thoughts. Forgive, Lord. As we confess our sins, forgive the sin of Your church and Your people who know Your word and they have sinned against You. Oh God, give self-control and discipline, and give perseverance to each and everyone here and to other places, our brethren, that they will fear You, Lord. They will walk in Your ways, and they will surrender their lives to You, oh God. Lead us and guide us, strengthen us, Lord. I pray for those who repent, cleanse them by the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us, O God, as we confess and renounce our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness. Lord, help us and be with us, Lord, to continue to stand firm, to speak against sin and to condemn it. Oh God, Lord, You make a way, Jesus. Lead us and guide us and help us to bear, oh God, the pressure of the work of Satan. Victory, Lord, we have in You. Yes, oh God, we continue to stand firm against all temptations, all vices of the devil, all the false teaching. We rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us and help us, Lord. Let's now give Him thanks for all the good things that you receive from Him. Give us, Lord, spirit of gratitude and thankfulness and gratefulness in our heart toward you, toward all the good things that we receive from you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our families, our wives, our husbands, our children, our work, the income, the good health, the provision of yours. O God, even at this time, this terrible time, this perilous time, Lord, we thank you for you are sustaining us, providing for us, in spite of all the hardship, O God, that we are facing in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Lead us and be with us and guide us and support us. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. O Lord, O God, let's pray for our needs. Pray now for what you need. Only one who can help you, God Himself can help you. No one else can help you, but the Lord Himself. In His mercy and His truth, He help and He provide and He support and He strengthen. Yes, Lord. Strength is from you. Help is from you, O God. We rely on you, O God. Whatever needs, small or big, only God can help and support. Come to Him and ask Him. He will help. And He will strengthen. Strengthen us, O God. Yes, Lord. Be with us, Jesus. Anoint this day, O Lord. Anoint this time, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified and glorified, O Lord. Answer all prayers. Pray now. Pray for your family now. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. God bless the families. I pray for each husband to be the head over his family, Lord. I pray, Lord, for provision upon the families. Provide for those who are obedient. They will continue to lead their families in the will of yours and the ways of yours. I pray for wives to be submissive to their husbands as they are obeying your words. I pray for both parents to give instruction, lead instruction to their children, Lord, to obey you. I pray for children to be obedient to the instruction that parents give them from your word. Oh God, there is no one but you in our lives. You lead us, you help us, you strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, protect the families. I pray, purge the sin from inside families. More love, more holiness, more fear of yours inside each and every family, that people will see Christ in us. Lord, help us and guide us and support us and strengthen us, oh God. You be with us, Lord. Yes, oh God, help us to persevere as a church and families, as we are fighting against all sins and idols and moralities. Oh Lord, let the devil is trying to afflict and inflict with trials and temptations. Help us, oh God, to overcome to continue to discipline our children and ourselves with your word, with your will, in the name of Jesus. Pray now for your work, the place you are working. Pray that you will shine there, you will preach the word of God to the people around you by action and by words. Pray for your boss, pray for your colleagues. Pray that the blessing of God will be upon the place you are working, so you too will be blessed as well. Bless, O God, the places of work, bless their service and income. I pray for each and everyone to be faithful, Lord, giving his tithes and offering and first fruit, O God, to you. We pray there will be good example, O Lord, and save people from these places, O God, through the life of my brothers and sisters. Let's now pray for the people that we meet every day, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues in the world, also our relatives, our old contacts, the people that we know through the social media, that we will impart the word of God to them. The people we meet every day in the market, in the workplace, in the streets, let's pray for those people that from them the Lord will save people and bring them into the knowledge of Christ. Yes, O God, you help, you provide, you strengthen, you support, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, O Lord, we pray for more people to know you, more people to follow your ways and your command. Lead them and lead us, lead each and every member of the church to continue to evangelize, that people will be saved through our lives, through the word that we speak to them. Sustain us, we trust you, that you provide all the needs. Let's pray for brother and sister who know they are in need, or in troubles, or having a hard time. Let's pray for her and pray for him and pray for her. Let's pray also now for the countries of Ukraine and the country of Sri Lanka. Pray for Ukraine, the war will be ceasing, stop there. And let's pray also for Sri Lanka that economic collapse and financial crisis will be solved, and pray for our brothers and sisters there to be provided, and even the people that we know in Ukraine, they will be protected from the war. Lord, hear our prayers. We pray, Lord, that you stop this war in Ukraine, protect our loved ones who are there, in the name of Jesus. And even we pray for Sri Lanka, give wisdom to the government, provide the needs, O God. Relieve them and the petrol situation there, I pray for. Our church member there, we pray, Lord, you protect them, provide for them, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for this place, UAE, where God has put his church, and the rest of the countries that the church has expanded, to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, to Pakistan, and also Sierra Leone, America, Australia, Uganda, Malawi, Nigeria. Let's pray for all these places that God will touch the people in the government, that you will receive favor from all these governments, that you will, whatever documentations whatever legal things that will be provided, logistic needs will be met. Let's pray against injustice and against the unjust rules against us, the abuse, the cheating that some of these governments are doing. We pray, Lord, you put them in your hand, you touch them, grant us favor, protect us. Lord, help us to persevere our eyes on you, Lord. Our help only from you in the name of Jesus. O God, lead us and guide us. O Lord, provide for us to bear until you come and take us. Lord, we commit ourselves to evangelize, reaching new people, to impart your gospel, to impart service to the unbelievers, that you may open their eyes to know the truth. Reveal yourself to them in vision and dreams, O God. Lord, hear our prayers. Use all our lives to serve you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Use all the elders, the pastors, evangelists, Lord, every member of the church, the parents, to preach your word to the people around us in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray to bless all the ministries of the church, the watchful ministry, the ministry of prayers, the publication ministry, Lord, the website. Use all these resources to give us to evangelize, reaching the people, to edify your church, edify your body. And even, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will help us, oh Lord, to give your word to those who are in need of it. Direct us, Lord. Bless the church school. Bless all the families and the children who are involved in the schooling, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, for your blessing upon also the translation ministry, God. Enable us, oh Lord, also to plant more Bible studies and congregations. I pray you refill us with the Holy Spirit, that we will receive the gifts we need, gift of tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, and also, Lord, gift of faith, gift of healing. Provide us all these spiritual gifts that we need in our lives, O God, to serve you. Give us more evangelists, O God, pastors, teachers. Send workers to serve you with us. Help us, O God, as a church to persevere, even as we are standing firm against all the idols, O God, against all the corruption that your churches are involved with. O God, spare us the corruption, O God. Continue to cleanse our church members, workers, families, from immoralities, from the effect of media, the corruption. You help us. We have no one, but now we are crying to you, O God. Help us, O God. We need your help. We need your support. Even I pray for the worship today, O God. I know this worship, the prayers, the giving. O God, anoint the message. Anoint, O Lord, the songs. The giving, O God. Anoint our voices. Even this recording, Lord. That we are recording so that we can send to the rest of the congregations, to the rest of the workers and the church members. Lord, anoint and use mighty, Lord. We thank you, God. We invite your Spirit to anoint every prayers and songs. Let your name be magnified. Let your name be lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. Thank you.
shout for joy, but to shout our praises in the name of Jesus. He is our rock. He is our refuge. Thank you, Lord. Rock of ages, you are faithful and true. You are able to do what you have promised to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for this wonderful time that you brought us in your presence in the most holy place. Thank you for touching our hearts and life. Even as we sit in your presence, Lord, speak to us with your word and guide us and teach us your ways. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's now be seated in God's presence and let us bring our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit into the storehouse of God. As we give to God, the Lord also will bless us. As we obey the Lord, the floodgates of heaven shall be open, and God will pour out so much blessing in our lives that we have no place to keep. Thank you, Lord, for your church and your people and all the part of your body who had obeyed you, Lord, who had brought their tithe and offering and their first fruit to you, Lord, look from heaven and bless them and bless your people, pour out so much blessing in their lives. And Lord, protect their jobs and their income and their resources. And also, Lord, I pray you rebuke all kind of the devourer that it may come into their lives in the name of Jesus. And I pray that all nations will know that and will see that we are blessed by you, O God. It's your commands, O Lord, and we trust you, God. We live by your promises as we bring to you what belongs to you. We trust the floodgates will be ahead of us, overflowing of blessing in our lives. And even I pray for protection of health and belongings and possessions, O God, and whatever we put our hands, it will be blessed, O God. And we pray also, those who have no job, give them and provide for them. I pray for this amount of money, multiply it, and use it to bring your word to them. We thank you, God, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We continue today speaking about kneeling down. This is the scripture teach us more things about this style of life, to kneel down at the feet of the Lord, to worship Him, to serve Him, to surrender our life and our will unto Him. In Psalm chapter 5, verse 7, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. The word worship here is bow down. The Hebrew word shake is bow down, and it is repeated in different places. It's a kind of worship, kneeling down, and kind of submission to God's will. And before we go to the message, let's pray. Lord, thank you for this wonderful time you give us. Speak to us and guide us and help us, Lord, to go on and save you. Teach us as we are in your presence. Explain to us your word and guide us. Let be a fruit in our lives. Let your name be magnified and glorified. I pray for 30 and 60 and 100 fold of your fruit in our lives, O God. I pray the purpose of sending your word shall be accomplished. And I pray for people to be saved. I pray for workers to be raised up to serve you. I pray for edification, that your word will work in our lives and life of your church and your people. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Here, King David. He said that, I will come into thy house and I will worship toward thy holy temple. Not only bowing down, but the psalmist here, he came into the house of the Lord. We learn to worship God and bow down to Him and serve Him in His church. We'll move now to other scripture in the book of 2 Chronicles and chapter 20 and verse 18. We know the situation that King Jehoshaphat and the kingdom of God in Judah had exposed when they exposed to the enemies. The king announced fasting and prayer, and they come and they seek the Lord and they ask help from Him. And the Lord respond to them and give them assuring message and assurance that He will help them. In response to that, you read verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Here again, bowing down, kneeling down at the feet of the Lord, they did in gratitude and thanksgiving for the help, for the assurance, for the assuring message that they had received from Him. So also for us, let us, whenever we receive help and favor and support from God, let us kneel down and worship Him and bow down to Him and thanking Him and surrender our life and will unto Him. Also, we read about the posture of bowing down. We read about it in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 6, and we know the situation of Daniel when he was conspired by some evildoers, those who were envious and those who were jealous of him, and they conspired against him and they tried to make a problem to him. We read Daniel chapter 6 verse 10 and 11, say, when he hear about it, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and toward and his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. So what he did, he kneeled down 3 times daily. And that was the routine of Daniel. The routine of Daniel to pray and kneel down daily, giving thanks to God and giving Him his supplication and what he needs the same way. When we are attacked and we are having troubles, when we are persecuted, the only way for us is to kneel down, to ask the Lord to come and to help us and to support us and to strengthen us and also to deliver us. Let's move now to other scriptures to be encouraged, to be taught. Is in the book of Nehemiah. Book of Nehemiah and chapter 8. And let's read from verse 1 to verse 6. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1 to 6. And all the people gathered themselves as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Israel the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Israel, the priest, brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And he read therein before, and Israel, verse 4, and Israel the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mattithiah and Shema and Ananiah and Urijah and Hilkiah and Maaseiah on his right hand, and on his left hand Pedaiah and Mishael and Malkiah and Hashum and Hashbadana, Zechariah and Meshulam. And Israel opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened up, all the people stood up, and Israel blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. Again, you can see how the people adore the Word of God. They bowed in the front of the Word of God. That was their attitude, and that their response when the Word of God will be opened and will be spoken to them. And even for us today, we need to adjust, and we need to accept such kind of style in our life, to bow down our ears to the Word of God, as we can read this teaching in the book of Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 17, say, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. We need to bow down our ear to the word of God. Yeah, we have to be bent in the toward the word of God that God is sending to us, and we are hearing. Let's go also to the book of Psalm, and we will get more instruction about bowing down. Psalm chapter 22 and verse 27. Psalm 22:27. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nation shall worship before thee. Here the word worship is bow down. That is the meaning of it. The word shak in Hebrew is bow down. What he say here? That all the kindreds of the nations, all the people shall bow down before thee, because from him we receive the salvation of God, and that is what we can read in Philippians chapter 2 also. Yes, it's true that as we are receiving salvation from him, let us bow down at his feet as we are receiving the salvation. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. So here we are learning that we should bow down. All nations, every knee shall bow down at the Lord Jesus Christ, at His name. Once we hear His name, we bow down to Him. And also Psalm chapter 72 and verse 11. Yea, all kings shall fall down before Him, all nations shall serve Him. Yes, He deserves that we bow down, we worship Him, and also we serve Him and we give our life fully to Him. In Psalm 95 and verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Wow, this is a nice song. Let us come and worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture. Yes, we kneel down. We are His sheep. We are the sheep of His pasture. That is the right response. This is the right attitude that God wants us to adopt in our life. And also in the book of Psalm 138 and verse 2, say, I will worship toward Thy holy temple and praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness and for Thy truth. For Thou hast magnified Thy word above all Thy name. As you say, I will worship toward Thy holy temple. The worship here, the word worship is bow down. And he bowed down toward the holy temple. So here the psalmist, he have not only come to bow down, but he have given honor to the temple of God, and thus giving honor to the church. Not only we need to kneel down, but we need to give honor to God's church, and we need to save God also in His church. Let's go forward. Let's go to the book of Micah. Book of Micah, chapter 6. You see here, the theme of bowing down is spread in the scriptures. The style of life that God wants us to adopt and adjust ourselves. Micah chapter 6 and verse 6 to 8. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the High God? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He is asking here. He is coming and he is willing to bow down, and he is willing to give all this offering, tithes, first fruit. But here, to worship God is not only kneeling down, it's not only to give to Him what is due for Him from tithes, offering, and first fruit. That we need to do that. But in addition to this, in verse 8, he say, He had shown thee, O man, that what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee. So when we bow down, what is the other requirement that God wants us to give to Him? Is but to do justly, do justice, and love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. So here, do justice, walk humbly, be humble, and show mercy. Let's move into the New Testament now, and let's go to the book of Matthew and chapter chapter 20, and we will see there's a mother had come to the Lord, and she was asking him certain things to grant to her, to her two sons. This is the mother of John and James, the sons of Zebedee. Matthew chapter 20, verse 20 to 23. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshipping him. She came to worship. She bowed down. Here, word worship is bowed down. And desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what wilt thou? She said unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said unto him, we are able. And he said unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. For to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is a prepared of my Father. Now this woman who came, she bowed down, but she, her prayers, it was the request of her son, and she come and she agreed with them, and with this she saw her prayer. She was selfish. She did not do justice. She required that her son, one of them will be on the right hand, the other will be on the left hand of Jesus. This woman does not know what is the kingdom of God all about. She is not aware what for Jesus came into the earth. And the Lord here, when he replied, he rebuked her two sons, because both of them, they were apostles, but they did not teach their mother the right thing that she should ask from the Lord. The Lord rebuked them. And what we learn here now from this occasion, that if we are going to kneel down at the feet of the Lord, we must be also be willing to be not only to serve God or submit to Him or doing His will, be willing also to be corrected, be willing also to do what is right, to do justice and show mercy, and to walk humbly before our God. The request of this woman does not show justice or showing mercy or walking humbly before God. So when you kneel down, put in your mind that God also will speak to you, God will correct you, God will tell you what you need to do. Let's move forward. Let's go to Luke chapter 22 and verse 39 to verse 44, and he came out. It's where the Lord Jesus kneeled down in taking his decision to go through the cross. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that he enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven to strengthen him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. Now here we learn from Jesus our Lord that when he pray, when he is about to take a hard decision, he kneeled down. When we are required to take a high, some decision that is critical, we kneel down. We submit our will fully to God. We surrender to Him, and we do the things that He really wants us to do and accept and apply in our lives. Let's go forward to the book of Acts, chapter 20. Kneeling down, not only in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament also, we see many examples and we learn good lessons in this style of life. Book of Acts, chapter 20, and verse 36. And when he had thus spoken, the Apostle Paul, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. Here, the church in the New Testament, Apostle Paul, disciples, they adopt the position of kneeling down. And the next chapter, Acts 21 and verse 5. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way. And they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city. And we knelt down on the shore and prayed. This again, the children, the woman, disciple, all of them, they knelt down. So we understand that is the style and the meaning of it. As we go through many scriptures, we understand that we need to worship Jesus. He is the only God who saves us, no other God. We need to be willing to be corrected, to understand what He wants, to do justice, to love mercy, to walk humbly in humility before Him, and to honor His church, His body. All this we learn it today from the scriptures. And let's go forward into the book of Revelation. Book of Revelation, chapter 4. Book of Revelation, chapter 4, and let's read verse 9 to 11. That's where the, in heaven, this what we're going to read. They say, and when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. The 24 elders, what we have read, they fall down before Him. They sat on the throne and worship Him. They bow down. So, as we are going to kneel down before Him in heaven, as we worship in heaven, let us, even from now, while we are on earth, let us practice that. How many of you practice kneeling down? How many of you appreciate what is kneeling down, the meaning of it, how you apply it in your life? God wants us to adopt this. And you know, in the last scripture for today, message is Mark chapter 1 and verse 40. And there came a leper to Him, beseeches Him, and kneeling down to Him, and saying unto Him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. You know, let's come to Jesus. Come to the Lord like this leper came. God cleans him. In God, in Jesus Christ, there is forgiveness of sin. There is salvation. There's correction, there's justification, there's forgiveness, there is sanctification. Let's come to God. Let's come to the Lord. Let us bow down to Him, submitting our will to Him. Let us confess and renounce our sins. Allow God to correct you. Maybe in your mind a lot of things you want to ask God, but allow also God to correct you. Allow God also to teach you. Also, as you kneel down, submit to Him. Yes, O God, come to Jesus. Come to Him, give your life fully to Him. Submit to His will. Yes, Lord, we kneel down, we are kneeling down at Your feet. Speak to us, Lord Jesus. Encourage us, Lord, with Your word. In the book of Luke, when the woman, they came to the tomb of Jesus, and they were in the fear of the Lord, the angel of God told them, as they were kneeling down, He is not here, but is risen. Remember how He spoke unto you when He was yet in Galilee. As we come now to the Lord, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, as we come to God, in the fear of God, God will speak to us, will give us encouraging message as He gave to the woman. Let's come to God. Every one of us today, we are in struggles, in difficulties, but let us come to God as that leprous to be healed, to be cleansed. The woman, they are wondering what they need to do, but God give the solution. Let's come to God who help us, who can help us, who can strengthen us. We bless You, Lord. We magnify You, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
us, O God. Take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Clap your hand to the Lord.
Yeah.